Have you noticed how 6-7 weeks into this lockdown, we all speak fluent Corona speak? As well as giving us new haircuts, COVID-19 has given us new language. There's the obvious social distancing and shielding, and you may have been furloughed as part of your job. But this Miley Cyrus, that's Cockney rhyming slang for coronavirus, has put us all on a coronacation. That's the new staycation, annual leave at home during the lockdown. There's still some COVIDiots out there, people who behave irresponsibly during the lockdown. And later on today, we'll all be tuning into the Prime Minister to hear about the Lockset, the process of exiting from lockdown restrictions. I guess many of us are wondering whether it's in fact going to become a Locksino. Lockdown exit in name only. Can you cope with another one? We've entered the new norm, the new reality of how things are. 6-7 weeks ago, we thought nothing of just popping into the supermarket for a few bits. Popping in? A few bits? Now it's more like the palaver of getting through an airport to the boarding gate, but without the cheeky Witherspoon's pint at 6 in the morning. How do we make sense of the new norm? What happens when we have to adjust or sharpen our understanding of reality? The disciples faced the same dilemma. Living like us in unprecedented times, Jesus was preparing them for what was to come, his death and resurrection. It seemed beyond their comprehension, so even when he spoke plainly, they still didn't quite grasp it. You can read about it in John chapter 14. Thomas was frustrated. Jesus had told them he was about to leave and that he'd then return for them. You know the way, the road I'm taking. Except Thomas didn't know. I don't get what you're saying. What road? What way? Do you ever feel like that? Like everyone else seems to get it, except you. That there's probably more to this Christian thing than you've grasped so far. Jesus responded to Thomas, as he does to you today, by saying, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's John chapter 14, verse 6. And it's quite a claim, isn't it? Some, like Thomas at first, missed the point though. They think it's about bouncer, a religious door supervisor, complete with SIA badge, blocking people from club heaven. You can't come in. You definitely can't come in. All right, you can. Why? Because I say so. I'm the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. But instead, Jesus is opening the door for all to the new norm. A more vivid, colourful life. He wasn't making a comment about other religions and whether one is better than the other. He wasn't defining who's out, rather making clear he was opening the door for all. You see, Jesus hadn't come to start a new religion. In fact, the label Christian was another new piece of language. Followers of Jesus and his way of doing life were only nicknamed Christians about 15 years after his death and resurrection. You can read it in Acts 11 in Antioch, modern Turkey. They became known as Christians. Now we pronounce it Christians. Makes you think, doesn't it? Take Christ out of Christianity and you're left with a bunch of Ians. Just as take the cross out and you're left with just Chris. Come on, work with me. Before then, they were simply followers of Jesus Christ and his way. So Jesus said, I am the way. Hold on a minute. Did he just say, I am, as in, I am, the I am? Those around him knew exactly what he was making. To find out what that was, after this, go to chesterroadbaptist.org.uk/watch and check out the Going Further bonus feature for Sunday 10th of May. We're experimenting at the moment with additional accessible resources to help you go further, both on your own and as a small group. Anyway, back to the point. Jesus was saying, you want to know how to make sense of life? How to live the best version of you? I am the way. Not a religion, not a set of holy laws. It's me, Jesus. Oh, and I am the way. He's not just a way. Jesus is the way. He was not just pointing to the way. Jesus was, is the way. So what was his way? Well, heal the sick. Cleanse and set free those with highly infectious diseases. Then it was leprosy. Today, COVID-19. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Have courage and stand up to oppressors. Just don't sink to their level. Defeat them with love. Use radical non-violence, the stuff that inspired Gandhi and Martin Luther King. Feed the hungry. Radically include women, children, and those mainstream society excludes. Stand by those the religious uptights heap shame on. Live generously, sacrificially. And ultimately, invest your life to save the lives of all humanity. His way revealed the love God has for all people. Ultimately, his way was, is, the God way, the way to peace with God. And let's be honest, who wouldn't want peace with, even friendship with, the ultimate reality, the source of all love and life, the creator of all things? His was, is, the way to live beautifully, generously. Now the truth is, being generous is just a better way to live. Far better than living meanly. And nobody exemplified generosity more than Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. So Jesus said, I am the way and the truth. In other words, I'm the way to discovering how life works, how to live life to the full, how to see things for how they really are. Jesus' way doesn't require the suspension of reality. Instead, it's seeing things as they really are, living life to the full, as God intended, once for you and I. Following Jesus and his way is about discovering more about your true self, as you were created to be. You know, buy a new laptop today, and it'll come preloaded with all sorts of hidden potential. Remove the packaging and immediately you can start using its basic functions. But it'll do so much more if you activate its preloaded apps or software. Type that ridiculously long string of random numbers and letters. Is that a 1? An I? Maybe it's an L. And suddenly you'll discover a whole new world. Now you see what others were telling you about. What if we humans all came into this world preloaded with a hidden spirituality app that, when activated, gives us a whole different experience of life, a new norm? There's something within all of us, within you and me, whether you're religious or not, that instinctively looks for meaning and higher purpose. No one gazes up at a sky at night and marvels at how amazing they are. Instead, we're more often struck by a spine-tingling sense of awe and wonder at the almost incomprehensible scale, beauty and order within the cosmos. Wow, truly breathtaking. In doing so, we surrender our claims to be the master of our own universe and accept we are part of something infinitely bigger than us. Jesus' way of doing life is the way. Some people misunderstand the way. They think it's a narrow path that you can fall off, a bit like walking a tightrope. A wise ministry colleague of mine, David Hill, once told me, the will of God, the Jesus way, is more like a field with freedom to explore. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. How life is meant to be lived. Some followers like Thomas and Philip struggled with this. They think it's all about rules, religion, being seen to behave a certain way. Religion has squeezed the life out of them. Where's the joy? Where's the fun? Jesus said, I have come that you may have life. Life in all its abundance, in its widescreen, in its colour. Maybe you're a Christian and you need to hear again the encouragement to live life the Jesus way. And if you're not yet a Christian, maybe it's because you know someone who claims to be a Christian, but like Thomas or Philip, they don't appear to have what Jesus was talking about. Joy of life. Jesus went on to say, if you follow me and my way, you'll discover the new norm. You'll find yourself instinctively doing the things Jesus did, does. Caring for and praying for those who are sick. Feeding the hungry. Loving and praying for those who do you harm. Standing up for oppressors. Standing by those the religious uptights heap shame on. In fact, Jesus said, verse 12, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. They will do even greater things than these. Are you ready to live the new norm? Are you ready to follow Jesus and his way of doing life? To activate the spirituality app that you came into this world preloaded with? If so, the key is not some complicated string of words or numbers. It's Jesus. He is the key. His way of living, his reality, his life in widescreen. Maybe you've stumbled across us in recent weeks or have been taking a second look. And what you've seen and heard is different to the dry, stale, tedious, judgmental religion you understandably turned your back on, whenever that was. This is the new norm, the Jesus way. I'm going to pray a very simple prayer, and I invite you to join me. Jesus, thank you that you came for me. Thank you that you came to show what God is like, really like. Thank you that you came to bring life, truth, to show us the way. Jesus, I open myself to you and your way. Help me to follow in your way, to live your truth, to live the life you always wanted for me. I surrender myself to you and I choose to follow your ways. Be the center of my life. Be my new norm. In Jesus' name, amen. If you found yourself praying that prayer and it somehow stirred something in you as you prayed it, we'd love to hear from you. Drop me a line, or Liz or Karis. Our contact details are in the About Us section of our website, chesterroadbaptist.org.uk. I simply want to say, welcome to the new norm. If you're already a Christ follower, you might like to check out the Going Further material that's available. Go to chesterroadbaptist.org.uk/watch and look for the content for May the 10th. You'll find it there. Bless you.